Mark X, monitoring.
CFW. For CEF, how do I sound today in the parking lot?
Yep, real good over here.
Got a connection going loose, who knows?
Being on HF when the signal was a 5.5 and the noise was a 5.7.
It sounded rough on my way home yesterday, man. It was bad.
It was rough all day yesterday, pretty much.
Anybody on the radio going home or while I was walking the dog? Go ahead.
I don't even remember what I was saying. Go ahead. You said something about the dog.
Yeah, I was saying the radio was quiet all the way home and even while I was walking the dog.
Yesterday at all, Ken. Yesterday afternoon.
About, I don't know, 10 or 15 after 4.
Tom, Gary, and I were trying to repair a cable in the back of the truck. And that cable liked to wore both of us out because neither one of us could see what color it was and the order.
Get to, or does it have something to do with getting older?
Pretty small little cable, you know, like, it was the control cable for the head separation cable on that 7 and 10 that I bought. And it just was hard to see, and part of it was getting older.
I have one of them vision enhancers.
$4.21. Diesel's $3.79. KN4 TFW, 73.
$3.41. What about that little car you got? It does have one advantage. The electricity doesn't have the price swings that gasoline does, that's for sure. Get on there, it's never gonna work.
Saying out in California, you know, the people that are pushing the most, and then the electric company and everybody saying, hey, don't do it. We can't handle all those, you know, all that extra power, and that the power grid just can't sustain it.
How big a solar station you'd have to have to charge that car by itself?
Well, I just got it. Figure it's got to be cost prohibitive. You could buy a lot of gasoline for what that it cost. And there, you know, they have rolling blackouts when it's hot, the heat of the summertime from everybody running the AC. And you know that charger's got to use more power than that AC.
Yeah, or about the same. I mean, it's going to be pretty heavy duty because to get anything out of it, you got to go to the 220 or 480.
I just can't see it ever catching on, you know, because you got two models of the car. You got the drive around town model with the, you know, not a big long battery life, or you got an extended battery life to get you like 400 miles. Neither one of them is worth a nickel.
I don't know, Dan. Neither one of them going to do good up here in the mountains, that's for sure. I've tried driving home some of those cars when I was working there, and you couldn't even make it home on a charge.
Went up to Kentucky through, you know, I-40 and the gorge, and went through the Kentucky mountains and over into the Virginia mountains, and
It knocked a good 10 miles per gallon off of me, but I still was, you know, in the high 40s.
Do that on a regular car and not have the extra expense of the electric.
About that. An older car back in the, you know, mid-70s and older, it'd almost be worth getting it just for a, in case all this electronic shortage and all these shortages, you know, gets a lot worse. At least you'd have something that you could halfway depend on.
I used to deal with an old guy that come into the shop, and he thought about all that, and he went and bought him a 92 F-250 with the IDI diesel in it, which is not, it's all mechanical, and a straight drive, no computer whatsoever on this truck. All the electronics are on it was a fuel shutoff solenoid and the radio and the starter. Well, it's straight drive, you can roll it off, and you can tie a string out there to the fuel shutoff solenoid and just close it manually to cut the vehicle off. He was just that guy.
You know, being around, you know, machinery and the plant and watching all the upgrades and computer controlled and that, the old stuff ran a lot. You know, it might not have been as efficient, but it continued to run and run and run. You know, with the new stuff, it just, you get one little glitch and then you got a big problem and it takes forever to figure it out.
Mechanical stuff definitely has its advantages and disadvantages. Efficiency is one of them, a disadvantage. But longevity, it just wins out.
For sure. KN4 TFW.
I was at DuPont, you let one speck of dust get on a photo eye and that shut the whole machine down. And then you got to go through and try to figure out which one it is.
I've seen so many times, you know, the machine get a little bit out of sequence and then you can't figure out what it's doing. You got to power down and power up and everything. And it's like, man, it's, computers just ain't reliable even when, you know, when they're in machinery. How can it be, you know, banging around out on these smooth roads we got and hot and cold? I just can't see it.
It's definitely got its disadvantages, but at the same time, they're trying to keep costs down, and that's a lot to do with it. If cost was no object, you could build a better product and a more robust product, but cost is the main factor.
Like that, when I had that 1954 Chevrolet, it was nice. One wire from the, you know, from the battery to the key, and one from the key to the coil, and that was about it.
It was a lot less cumbersome back then, that's for sure. Look at how much they were broke down also. They had a lot of breakdowns, and the longevity on stuff like that wasn't what it is now. I mean, you didn't go 300,000 or 400,000 miles on a car back then like you do now. You can make arguments both ways. It's just which one works for what your situation.
You know, my Dodge truck doesn't get that much better gas mileage than my 79 Ford.
And a lot of that's got to do with it's a Dodge. I'm just joking with you.
You know, on the highway, I could get 21, 22 out of it. Now, mind you, it only had a 302 in it, but it had a 4-speed, you know, and that. But it seemed to do better when you had 500 or 600 pounds in the back.
It is about Dodge, all kidding aside, they've never been known for their fuel mileage, let's put it that way.
Well, you would think that, you know, they all have access to the same technology. Got blue lights up here for some reason. The car stopped in the middle of the road. That's a blind, you won't think.
Yes, they will, KO4HKX. Those LED blue lights, I think they cause as much problem as they're trying to solve. They're wanting to be seen, I get it. But if you're blinding everybody, what good is it?
Three or four of them there, and it's like, man, you definitely got to slow down because you can't see anything.
Sometimes I think they're causing more problem than they're helping, as bright as they are. But I'm not a proponent, I'm against the LED headlights also. I wish that outlaw.
What's wrong with the halogen ones, right?
I was reading something the other day where they're supposed to come out with a new headlight, or somebody was telling me about it, I can't remember. A new headlight, an LED headlight that it's more focused and you're not supposed to blind an oncoming driver.
This car, and when I had the S2000, when it shines, it doesn't, after about, it casts a shadow up, above the lights. It doesn't shine high, it always stays low.
That's those LEDs, they're designed to be like a horizontal beam and flat on top.
In height, it's just, it's just dark. It just doesn't shine there. And they work good for me. I mean, rarely do I ever run my bright lights.
Yeah, if you ever pull up to a wall or your garage door and look at your LED lights, you'll see that they're horizontal beams, and that's the way they're designed, so they go out so far and flatten off, and that's just the way they wanted them. And to me, I don't like them because they don't flow out as far. You can see closer up close to you, but I can't see out further away that little bit of light that would go out with it, go halogen bulb, and so you can see further out.
Yeah, maybe so. I hadn't really, really looked into it all that much. If I'm on a dark road, I usually turn on my bright lights, but on a highway and at a highway speed, they appear to work pretty good.
Washed away yesterday at the plant, and all that heavy rain.
Down until about 10:30, and then it just kind of fizzled out.
Yesterday morning, there's a couple times I just pulled up to the shop and waited for it to slack off as much as it could before I went running through the rain to get to the door.
When it come down as I was starting to walk into the plant.
Yesterday, there was a lot of traffic on the roads yesterday morning. I don't know what it was.
This trucker's convoy is going to go.
I think they're going to run into problems when they get to D.C. I think they're going to have something waiting for them, and it's not going to be good. I think it's a bad move going to D.C. I think they've been better off to go home and just park their trucks in their driveway and make their protest known that way.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, it wouldn't be burning up diesel fuel. I could have to be with my family, comforts of home. And get the point across pretty darn good. They're saying they're just going to go onto the Beltway. They're not going to go into the D.C., in downtown.
I think if they go into town, there are going to be problems. But if you could just go out there and kind of just circle around D.C. and just make a big circle around them and let them be known, you're probably better off that doing that. But like I said, I think just parking your truck in your driveway, that way there's nothing they can say about that. Nothing.
Went sick for a couple of weeks. Say they got COVID, they got a quarantine.
It's going to hurt. That's going to hurt this country. They don't realize how much stuff is moved by trucks.
People for sure don't know, right?
They don't, and most people have no idea the logistics it takes to get their products to them. I mean, they don't stop and think about it. They don't pay attention to it. They just, it's always on the shelf.
Susan said her owner of the restaurant said you better buy up all the chicken that you want now because it's fixing to be a shortage and go sky high. He went to Sam's the other day and bought all the chicken they had.
Every time I've been into Sam's, and no matter which one, the shelves are practically empty on the meat counters and chicken's gone.
Supplier's saying it's fixing to go sky high, so it's like, dang. Shooting pigeons off of the bridge.
What you mean? But I don't know what we're going to do. It will be very, very ugly in this country if things like that start to happen very quickly.
It could be way more than the administration can handle. With you got Russia and then China's fixing to chime in, and then you got things happening here, but then again, they don't really care what happens here.
I really don't even want to think about how bad this is going to get or how bad it could get, but I mean, it doesn't look good, that's for sure.
Plan is to run you out of oil and fuel so that you'll have to switch over to an electric vehicle or use public transportation, and then he can limit you to, you know, what you can do. You know, I mean, hell, Tesla updated all their cars from over the air, but ain't no reason they couldn't just turn them all off over the air, right?
I can't remember what year, but he mandated that all cars have a shutoff equipped in them now. I can't remember what year it had to be done, but that's how easy it will be.
Shutting down all the oil exploration stuff, and then shutting down some oil fields because we don't know the hazard to the environment, and then shutting down the pipelines and everything, you know, and then blaming Russia because it's going up. Hell, it's going up because of all that he did. And then now you can mandate that you can turn a car off from anywhere, and that all the more reason to have an old vehicle, right?
Like I said, I see no good coming from it, that's for sure. But I don't know. It's strange times we live in.
If I like this being part of history stuff.
I'm with you. I kind of like the no news is good news, but I don't know.
Get my lake permit this weekend so I can go fish Lake Cunningham, and that, because it looks like I might be eating a lot of fish in the near future.
In the case, you won't be able to get near that lake. Stop and think about it. You got, what's Greenville's population? A couple million living here in this area, and there is nowhere close to enough infrastructure to sustain them for more than a week or 2 weeks without being replenished.
You're right about that. That's the, you know, that's the hazards that happen. You know, you cram everybody all in the same place, and that, and it just, you know, you all the farmland's 100 miles away.
And people forget, they think everybody's going to be all peaceful when this happens. You can forget that. It won't have anything to do with peace. And there's not enough law enforcement or any of that to keep people civil. When things, they start getting hungry and they don't have any food, that's when things are going to get way out of hand.
Not that. All you can do is, you know, protect your own house and possessions. This car race here, they're going four wide coming into a two-lane intersection.
Daytona bound, Talladega, here we come.
Oil hasn't went up, but the gasoline went up.
Seems to be a little more stable and doesn't fluctuate quite as quick. That's what surprised me a couple weeks ago when the price jumped 20 cents a gallon just overnight. It tends to be a little more stable and stay where it's at for a while and move slower. But the last couple weeks, it just jumped up to where it's at and that stayed there.
Station I passed it. You know, one day it's 379, then the next day it's 399, and then the next day it's back down to 379. There's something definitely wrong with that.
Well, the QT here at your house is on the corner there. It's 389 for premium and 379 for diesel.
That one right there at Highway 80 and 29, they're just raping the BMW people because they know they got to run that premium. So they make you $4.21.
That's a hefty difference. I don't see how you can, I don't know how they're justifying that much difference this close together.
See, you know, usually the difference between regular and premium is about 40 cents. This one is always 80 to 90 cents difference. Getting close to strange, brothers.
I'm a couple minutes out, but I'm getting real close. I'm passing Discount Tire here on Wade Hampton.
On the road down to the plant.
Timing is doing pretty good then.
Regular days, we both hit the gate at the same time, and then on your rear day, I hit the gate and you hit your first customer. It's just really weird.
Staying on schedule. That's my thing all day long, is pushing to stay on schedule.
Really weird about Andrew's radio. Did he just get parked when it went bad?
Yeah, I think that's what he said. He was just pulling into his parking place, and then that's when it went bad. So I think there's something interfering with his radio right there.
Under a light, it's going bad.
See, now I'm interfering with it the last 2 days anyway.
Just a little bit.
Had a crash. Not me.
Got to be down there at the, that red light right there where they cut across at Josie's.
Nope. Down here at St. Mark where they cut across there. Another bad intersection work. I mean, it just happened. There's not even any cars there or emergency vehicles.
Didn't stop or just not paying attention, right?
I had to turn in front of somebody and people flying up and down through here. I watch wrecks all the time at that intersection.
Have to be really bad there. I think, you know, years ago, though, I don't even think there was a red light there.
Red lights helped anything.
They come down St. Mark and they just turn on the Wade Hampton and they never even stop.
Yeah, but this one was coming from a turning lane turning on to St. Mark. That's where the collision was at.
In front of somebody.
It's amazing to me how many people I see driving down here this time of day with no lights on.
The car manufacturers, because, you know, years ago your dash lights didn't come on unless your headlights were on. And now they come on as soon as you turn the vehicle on. So as long as they can see and the road is halfway lit up, they don't even notice. I mean, all you got really is a little symbol that says, yeah, we're on.
I get that. I dislike that feature also. First thing I do when I get in the wife's car is turn the auto lamps off. That way I have to turn the lights on. Because I don't like them. I don't like things done for me. I like to do it myself. That way I know it's done. But Ken, I have arrived at my destination. I know you got to be close too. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. Good to talk to you this morning. And I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. Have a great day. KO4HKX. And I'll be clear. 7-3.
Yeah, 7-3, Patrick. Yeah, I'm right here in between the lines already. So you have a good one and stay safe. And I'll try to catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW. Clear.